This morning, I would like to talk about one of the known costly, painful problem in the mining area, mining industries, which is a tooth breakage, which often happen from shovels and loaders. So, the system for shovels have been on the market for more than 10 years. So, the Motion Metrics starting developing a new system for loaders. So, I'm going to show you the challenges, the problems, and how we address this issue. Before I continue this talk, I would like to mention we have two patents pending on this product, one for the hardware and one for the software. I'm sure that you know about the problem, what would cause if a tooth breaks and goes to the crusher. Usually what it happens if one tooth breaks from the loader or shovel would end up to the crusher, and then it would stop the production. This is the cost, and then the painful part is going to be removing the tooth from the crusher. Also, it's not only painful, it's also dangerous to remove the tooth from the crusher because it's built up the extreme high force in the crusher and the tooth might fly out of the crusher. One might say that the tooth from the loaders is smaller than the shovel, so it may go through the crusher, so there's no problem for the crusher or dangerous, but it may end up to the conveyor belt, and it's wear and tear the conveyor, which is most costly, more costly and more time-consuming to remove and repair the conveyors. So, talking about the cost, this is just one of the case study from one of our customers in last year, which is an iron mine. They have 32 shovels and loaders in their fleet. 83 incidents happened. 83 tooth ended up to the crusher, and which approximately cost them 400 hours of downtime, unplanned downtime, which cost them 2.2 million tons of the ore or material not to be processed in the crusher. If the grade is approximately is about 62%, and if you calculate that, it's going to be end up 133 million dollars for 1 year of just going through this tooth goes to the crusher. This is what we're saying is costly, especially for big mines, and they have a big fleet of the shovels and loaders. Even a small mine, one tooth ended up to the crusher, is going to be very costly. So this is why I show how it's dangerous, the removing the tooth. If you see that person here that goes there to remove or make sure that to how to remove the tooth, but look at that. So dangerous, the tooth fly out, but fortunately the guy is just injured, nothing not fatality is here. But I heard that many fatalities because of the tooth removal from the crusher, especially one in 2013 happened in Arizona area, one of the mines, when one of the maintenance person went to the crusher to remove the tooth, and it was a fatality, unfortunately. It's on MSHA. If you look in the MSHA website, you can find that fatality. Okay. Traditionally, they're saying, okay, the responsibility is with the loader's operator to look at the teeth and see if the tooth is going to break, and then they have to stop the trucks that have the tooth. But I'm not sure how many of you rode on a loader when they're operating. I have been there for few hours to just see the problems and see how we can address this problem. This is the video I recorded when I was in a cab when the operator is loading the trucks. From this view, you can see is not easy to see all the teeth from the bucket, especially the last two outer ones. You cannot see all of them. When I talk to operators, how do you do that? How do you monitor the teeth? They say, okay, after we load a truck, we stop and then move the bucket outside, inside, this way and that, the other way to see, okay, if all the teeth is there. And also sometimes use the other tricks, they use the shadow to see if the teeth is there. But it's not a reliable way because most of the time they are busy for the operation, they have to prepare for the next truck to load it. So this is what happening in the mine, so they lose the tooth and it's ended up to the crusher. So how we address that? So we see, okay, there is a vision-based system for shovels. We developed that, it was very successful. So how we can adapt that system for the loaders and use the same vision system for loaders as well. The first problem or first challenge where we can put the camera. For shovels, usually we mount the camera top the boom, looking down and seeing the teeth all the time. But for loaders, we don't have that opportunity or luxury to put the camera up there. So we ended up to just put the camera down here between the axles, and then we might have that opportunity to see the teeth. But this opportunity is very small and is very challenging. So I'm going to show you the challenges that we have here. We developed two different types of brackets to mount the camera and LED light to see the teeth. This is for the cat loader, this is for the Luterna. As you know, the rocks fall off often from the bucket, roll over from the bucket, and then they might hit the camera. So we have to have a very protective bracket, very strong, to protect our camera. So this design ensure that we have enough protection. Absolutely, we cannot 100% guarantee that it's not going to break, especially when very big rocks fell down. But this can prevent many, many of them, and this could last for a while, for a long time. But another challenge we have, because of the direction of the camera, it gets dusty and muddy. Just look at this video for a moment. Did you see that? Okay, it's got muddy, and then we cannot see anything anymore. We cannot analyze anything. We call this pie on the face. So the rock fall, and then it just cover whole the lens, and we cannot do anything about it. So because this is happen often, we cannot rely on a manual cleaning or between the shift cleaning to say, okay, operators or the maintenance have to clean the camera, because this happens every 30 minutes or 15 minutes. So we develop a system for cleaning. We call that lens cleaning system. This is our experimental in the lab that we are showing. This is outside what you're seeing. This is the bucket view or the from what you see in the cab on a monitor. We are applying mud, very thick amount of mud, which is not going to happen in a mine, but we wanted to have extreme experience to see how it's going to be. So the camera completely covered by mud, and then you cannot see anything from the camera. So our lens cleaning system using pressurized air and water and employ that. And you can see it's cleaning the camera. And after that, we're drying it by air to not develop any more dust or mist on a lens. And now it's completely clean. And with pressing a button in a cap, operator can clean the camera. So we address this challenge. Okay, so now we have camera. We installed the camera in a position that we can see the teeth. We have the lens cleaning system that can ensure that the camera would be clean all the time, that we can see through. So the next problem is the time or the interval of the time that we can see the teeth. This is very short time. It's between 1 to 3 seconds that we have this opportunity to see the teeth. So I'm going to show you how, why I'm saying it's just a short opportunity. This is the video when I was waiting to get to the loader. I just video recorded to see how the operator is working and how it's going to be, how we can address this issue. So the loader load the bucket and then approaching to the truck. From now, we cannot see anything. We cannot see the teeth. Still, we cannot see anything. See, now it approaches to the truck. Still, we cannot see it. When it's coming out, just that moment, we have that opportunity to analyze to see if the teeth is there or not. Okay, look at from our bucket view. So we recorded the view, the video from our camera to just count this or see this short opportunity. So this is a nighttime video. So the operator is digging and trying to fill the bucket. So now waiting for the truck to come. You can see how dusty, and then in the dark we need to have an LED light to brighten the bucket to see the teeth. Okay, the truck is here. And then still we cannot see the teeth here. Now it drops. Not coming back. 1 second. See? So we don't have that much opportunity to analyze the teeth. So this is the next challenge we have. We address our hardware challenges, but the software challenges is still there. How we can capture that moment and analyze the teeth and make sure that we can have a good sense of the image and tell the operator that the all teeth is there or is any of them is missing. Okay, this is the next dump, and then, yep. Okay, so what we did, we used the video stream. We get all the images coming from the camera, start analyzing them to see, oh, okay, first we are looking for the bucket. So, okay, is there any bucket there? You can see the bucket. If you see the bucket, okay, look if you can see the teeth as well. So if you see it, okay, just keep this image and then continue, do the same thing until that there is no bucket anymore in the view, because we know that only 1 second opportunity we have. So afterwards, we don't have any opportunity to see the teeth. So we capture all, as soon as we see the bucket in the view, we start analyzing the teeth. We start analyzing to see if we have the teeth, and then we capture that image, we store them, and collect all those opportunities. For example, 1 second, if the camera is capturing 30 frames per second, then we have 30 images. So if it's more, then we have more. Having more images would give us the better confidentiality or reliability to decide better on the tooth breakage. So as soon as the bucket it goes away from the view, we start analyzing the teeth. Okay, look at if all the teeth is there, verify them in all images, make a decision if all the teeth is there, If there, just update, say, okay, everything is okay. If any of them is missing, just alert the operator to stop the operation or stop the next stop the whole truck. This is going to be the steps in our program. If first we see, all the teeth are okay, they are there. Sometimes we are not confident enough that the tooth is missed or not because of the view, maybe the blockage, maybe the material got on the tooth, or maybe some dust collected on a camera. So if we are not confident enough that the tooth is missing, we just give them a warning. Maybe operator can confirm the missing tooth or not, just a heads up to the operator. But if the next opportunity, we analyze and say, oh, okay, we can confirm definitely this is a missing tooth, so we give them the red alert. Okay, operator, you have to take attention and make sure that the tooth is there, or if it's missing, you have to send any information through the dispatch or whatever to stop the whole truck. Here are some of the examples or log data from our system, which we installed in some of the mine sites and get the results. If you look here, this is the bucket view. The tooth was here. The timing is not, I'm not sure if it's visible enough or not. It was 11:02:26. And then here, the tooth has been missed at 11:08:12. So this is the red alarm for the operator. So the tooth has been missed. Sometimes, just this. Okay, this here, the tooth and the adapter gone both together. But sometimes it's just only the tooth is missing. You can see the tooth was here, the adapter here, but the tooth has been missed. So our system is capable to make sure if the tooth, even that part of the tooth, the heads of the tooth has been missed, can alert the operator. It can be detected. Okay. Not only we provide the missing tooth detection for the loaders. This is the screen, the screenshot of what operator seeing in a cab on a display. We provide another surveillance views as well for covering the blind spots that operators usually have, especially the backup view. And also, we installed another camera under the bucket camera, which gives them a view of what they can see under the bucket. If you have rode with a loader, when they have a long move, they have to keep the bucket a little bit up and they move and go through the or haul from the road and then go to another location. They cannot see what is going on there, if there's a big rock or something is there, but having this camera gives them this opportunity to see what's going on there. This is one of the advantage. The other thing, one of the operators told me, oh, okay, I like this camera because when I'm going to dump to the trucks, I'm trying to get as close as possible but not hit the truck. Because sometimes when they wanted to spot when is a good place to dump the materials into the truck, they have to slowly approach to the truck, just hit the tires and make sure it's good enough, it's a good spot that they can drop. And he said, okay, I use this camera to approach the truck, but not hit the truck or hit the tire. So this is one of the feedback I got from the operators. So also we have a server that can collect all data from all the fleet that has our systems on it, from the shovels, from the loaders, all this information can go to the server and can go immediately in real time to the management or whoever is responsible for taking care of this problem. So they can immediately see what's going on, if there's a missing tooth or any other features that we have for the shovels and loaders. They can see it, they can immediately address that one. Even that, it can be, even they can have the app on their cell phone or on the smartwatch, they can get the alarm immediately on that app or on their cell phone or on the smartwatch. So for having this system, the loader metrics, shovel metrics, or other system product that we have should be connected to the network, that this data can be transmitted over the server, and then they can receive it on a computer, cell phone, or on a smartwatch. Just a review of what they can see is going to be, they can see on a server app all those fleets. This is the loaders page. We have another page for the shovels. We have another page for the conveyor belts. They can see the latest status of each equipment. For example, this one is saying, okay, there's a missing tooth on this loader, and this one is saying, okay, at this moment, everything is okay, and no, all the tooth is in there. They can also review all the logs, all the images. When we analyze each image or a sequence of the images, we log a picture of the bucket and the teeth and the status of the current image. So whoever is responsible and would like to review the logs can go to the log viewer and then download all the log data, all the images, go through them, see the time and the status of the tooth for each picture. And also, there is an auto-generated report. Whenever there is a missing tooth, it automatically generates a report showing the previous and the previous logs, which, and then the next log, which is the missing tooth has been happened. So a sequence of the logs been showing here, when which is showing that the tooth has been okay since until this time, and then it's the missing tooth is reported at this time, and then this report can be used for any other purposes that the mine would like to have. Yes, that's conclude my presentation, and thank you for attention. Any question? Thank you.